Seattle's Morning News with Dave Ross, Colleen O'Brien, Chris Sullivan. Today is the observation of Veterans Day. And beyond the reason that we have this observation, which we've already talked about this morning, it provides a useful social experiment because it's one of those partial holidays where some people take the day off and some people don't. And because of the nature of this day, it is mostly government workers who are taking today off and the rest of us who are not. And along those lines, we have a magic message.
Magic message
from the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. That reads as follows. Sully, want to solve the congestion problem in Seattle? DOT should learn from Veterans Day traffic. Change the hours of government workers who deal with the public from 9 to 5 to 11 to 7. Ease congestion, make it easier to do business with the city. Now, you've been bugging politicians about this for a while.
Yes, I have, because it's something that I think makes sense. And if we're really going to be honest about trying to do everything we can to try to make congestion better, I think everything like this should be on the table. And in fact, I was talking to Mayor Jenny Durkan recently about the period of maximum constraint, which, as we all know, is coming up when the viaduct goes down and the tunnel comes in and all the construction starting basically from now for the next couple of years. She kept saying, private employers, you've got to off shift, you got to do other things. And I was like, oh, yeah? Well, why not public employees?
Go to telecommunicating when people can still do their job and not have to come into downtown Seattle to do it. So we want to lead the way and show how we can be the ones that say you can still have a very vibrant, very efficient workforce. And sometimes you can have them work either different shifts or from home.
And I pushed her on that and I said, is that going to apply to public employees?
And for some employers, that doesn't work. And we heard that loud and clear. So they're going to know what works for their workforce and how they get people out of those single occupancy vehicles and either into carpools, onto transit, walking, or biking.
She did say that the city she was somewhat open to doing that. And she said she's talked to Dow Constantine with the county that he might be amenable to this. And what we're talking about generally is people who don't have to have face-to-face contact with the public. Why do they have to work 9 to 5? Or someone who does work face-to-face, why not make it 11 to 7 so that people who are off work at 5, regular people, would then be able to actually get work done? Now, I understand that the public employees out there, every time I raise this, are like, oh, sure, no, we'll blame the public employee. I'm like, no, if we're honest about private employers doing this, why shouldn't everybody have to try to contribute?
And the tech world already does.
Exactly.
I mean, my husband's worked at many different tech companies in Seattle. They give everybody the option of telecommuting at least 2 days a week. You choose the days. They're very flexible about when you can come in and childcare. So it's being done on a large scale in the tech industry. I think we all just like to point fingers. Well, it's being done, so it's time for the government to try to.
And the one thing that the hurdle to a lot of this is that a lot of the obviously government employees are union employees, most of them. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be very difficult. This would something that would be have to be bargained. And I can't imagine that people would vote to give up their good shift to off shift or whatever, but I'm not sure how you get over that particular part of it. But I think it's got to be something that's got to be honestly discussed if we're all going to try to make this better. I mean, look at the roads today with all the, and granted, school isn't in, so there aren't bus drivers. Some parents might be home with kids instead of working as well. So it's not all public employees, certainly. But I mean, I could guarantee you probably 20% of our commute would go away if we off shifted public and government employees.
Well, that's what we don't know whether this is, because we're talking about government employees, talking about teachers in schools as well. Now, if you decided you're going to change school hours like that, you'd have howls from more than just government employees. You'd have,
we're talking for city employees, city government of, county people that, but you're not needing to.
But is there any actually data on that? So has anybody actually done a survey to see how many employees, if you change the shifts of everybody except the schools, presumably, right?
And police, fire, of course. Yeah.
Right, and except the people who work in the front office with the public, how many employees is that? Is it a significant enough?
I'm not sure if anyone's actually run that. I mean, it's primarily just anecdotal based on what we see on a holiday like today, which I know skews the data certainly in one way.
Excuse me, that has to be the next step.
Well, I agree.
There's a figure, right? Isn't it something like 10% that if you could reduce traffic by 10%, that's what opens it up?
Pretty much. Right now, I would probably say it's probably a little closer between 10 to 12 because we've added so many more people here. But again, that's all anecdotal based on what we see every day. That's kind of the magic figure is 10 to 12. Some people might put it as high as 20 now because of our growth. But I think it's just, I mean, it's something that its time has come. We've talked about it for decades, but now we're at the point where we can't even move anywhere. And if private employers are going to be asked to do this, I think public employees should
as well. I got one more
for
you. Is there any evidence that if people actually followed those electronic speed limit signs, that that would make traffic move more smoothly? Because nobody does.
Anecdotally, those signs and the amber alert signs and the variable message signs slow down traffic. If you want the truth, people so anecdotally, again, that's what from what I hear from my drivers every day, they're like, I go, why is there a problem right here? And they're like, oh, because the message board is flashing something, so people slow down to read it. So while we're trying to give information, which is great, sometimes it can work against us.
But I was talking about the speed limit signs.
Right, no, those variable signs, people say they don't pay attention to those at all, and they find them distracting as well.
So, but supposedly, if we followed them and slowed down, even though it doesn't appear we have to, that would make traffic move faster?
It should. They're designed to work that way, yes.
There's just so much. I try.
I know.
But when it's you're going 60 and somebody says go 30, I realize, okay, half mile is going to be a slowdown. But in the meantime, everybody's going to think I'm a jerk.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of those variable message signs, at my choke point tomorrow, you're going to love. It kind of works on one of the worst spots in all of Seattle.
Yeah.
Not a variable message sign, but what a little paint can do to kind of mess with our congestion.
Really? I'll tune in.
That you will. Tomorrow morning on Seattle's Morning News.
It's 8:54. Traffic is brought to you by Emerald Queen Casino.
And right now we're enjoying a very good drive, as you would imagine, with the holiday that we have today. There are just some pockets of limited slowing. I mean, if you are coming up from the Tacoma area, you're not going to hit the brakes at all until you're now well north of the West Seattle Bridge, which is great. I mean, you don't get that except on early, early Sunday mornings, except on holidays. It's great there. I mean, we're looking at 35 minutes or less from Federal Way into Seattle. Valley Freeway has a little bit of slowing between the Puyallup area and Pacific, but that seems to have gone away as well. And then no real issues the rest of the way on up. Even the rented to Bellevue Drive has calmed back down to about 20 minutes. The slowing there is from about the landing north into the VMAC there at 44th and Newcastle. The lake bridges are fine. And the slowing on eastbound I-90 is under an out, under about a mile now is through the Preston area where we had a pretty significant crash last 90 minutes or so. A couple people skidded because the conditions out there are pretty slick, went off the road. They've been blocking a couple of lanes. So that's our one real issue at this point. Traffic brought to you by Emerald Queen Casino, welcoming Leanne Rimes for her You and Me Christmas Tour December 1st. Get your tickets today for Leanne Rimes, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
37 at the Carter Subaru Studio, coming up on Tom and Curly. They'll explain how why those fancy new electric cars can go 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds, but can't get AM radio.